isn't he?
An interview with Robert Sess at the Light Engineering Building in his office Thursday, September 21st. The questions are just to get the background of each individual.
Okay.
So you want to let me have it?
Okay. Number one, my name is Robert Sess. I'm split between the Mechanical Engineering Department and the Institute for Atmospheric Sciences, and my formal title is Leading Professor of Atmospheric Sciences.
Leading Professor. LEAD?
Yes.
Atmospheric Sciences. Is the Atmospheric Sciences up in Albany or near Albany?
Well, no, we're totally separate from that. We have an Institute for Atmospheric Sciences, which encompasses three separate departments.
I see.
On this campus.
All right, let me have that one just briefly. Who are they? Which departments?
All right, the Mechanical Engineering Department, Earth and Space Sciences Department, and the Department of Physics.
Department of Physics.
What year? I arrived at Stony Brook, July 1961. I was 28 years old. I came from North Carolina State University, where I was an associate professor. Tom Irvine was primarily responsible for my coming to Stony Brook. I was interviewed by Tom Irvine and John Lee. Why did I come? I don't really remember now. That was a long time ago. My understanding of the purposes behind the creation of Stony Brook was to be a first-class state university. My impressions of Stony Brook when I first came, it was absolutely chaotic. It was a temporary campus in Oyster Bay. My office was in part of a former servant's quarters that was attached to a large garage that was the first engineering lab.
That was the first engineering lab?
That was the first engineering laboratory.
Speak a little more slowly and a little louder so that I get
sure.
It on here.
The laboratory facility was a converted garage at Oyster Bay. Shortly after I came, one of the people who had recruited me, John Lee, who was president, was fired as president. The future of the whole institution seemed to be somewhat shaky at that time. The following year, the campus was shifted to Stony Brook, and my first office was in the Humanities Building and a group of offices adjacent to Anthropology. The man in the next office from me was a professor of anthropology.
Who was he?
I'm trying to remember now.
Lufarn? Lufarn?
No. He left many years ago. Benjamin. First name was Benjamin, as far as my memory banks. Well, I don't recall. And the engineering labs were over in old chemistry room. Then the following year, we moved into old engineering. About 3 years later, my office shifted to light engineering. About a year later, to heavy engineering. And then, perhaps a decade later, back to this office in light engineering.
Did you have anything to do with the design of old engineering?
I had no. I'm not a laboratory person, so I have no input into any of the laboratory designs at all. What events, what persons, what experiences stand out in your mind? Oh, Lord. This is a 28-year span.
Right.
I can remember a fist fight between an instructor of mathematics and a full professor of mathematics. That was a rather dramatic event that resulted subsequently in a lawsuit that went on for several years. Walter Bradfield was on a faculty committee that rendered some decision, and that committee was subsequently sued. And I think that the suit went on for 8 or 9 years. That's a hard question.
Which one are you on?
Number 9.
Number 9. Okay.
All right, number 10. What was my understanding of my place in the future of Stony Brook? Why do I think I was appointed? I was working in a particular area that was a growing area at that time in engineering. And
what area was it?
Heat transfer.